Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sun and Sand by Max Brand, performed by Eric G. Dove. The Flaming Rider. In 1928, Frederick Faust published 10 serials and 11 short novels in the pages of Street and Smith's Western Story magazine. Additionally, a 5-part serial appeared in Far West Illustrated. The Flaming Rider appeared in the December 29 issue of Western Story magazine, under Faust's Peter Henry Moreland byline. It is an American Indian story in which heavy betting on a horse race inevitably leads to tension at the newly established Fort Meany, where large groups of Cheyennes, Blackfeet, and Crows have gathered to trade their goods. 1. This happened when Fort Meany was 1 year old. For 40 years, Henry Meany had trapped and hunted and traded before he decided to build his fort, and then he drew on all his experience in order to select a perfect place. He did not want the headwaters of some large stream, up which rivals would come with their keelboats and undersell him. He simply wanted wood and water and a strategic position in relation to the buffalo on the one hand and the Indians on the other. So he selected a bend of the Little Silver and hurried up the walls of his fort. They were erected of sod, cut thick, of course, and wet down to make them solid. Wet down and tamped, but at the best, not very satisfactory walls. On the outside, those walls were surfaced with 10- and 12-foot saplings, fixed deeply in the earth and giving a sheer face above the reach of a horseman. The mound rose a little above this, and there was ample room on top for a man to walk at ease or to lie prone and shoot with his rifle through the grooves that were sunk in the upper surface of the mound. Inside of this thick, clumsy wall, there were rude shelters made of logs, of buffalo hides, or of more turf, stretching around in a circle. Inside of those shelters were the goods of the traders, and, usually cached deep in the cellar rooms, the proceeds of the thriving trade with the Indians. Free traders were welcome. Those who hauled goods down from the river could, if they chose, sell out at a certain price to Henry Meany. Or, on the other hand, they were permitted to stay, enjoying the advantages of the wood and the water at the fort, and of the concourse of Indians who were fairly sure to resort there, lured by the ancient fame of Henry Meany and his fair dealing. In this case, it was expected that they should pay down to the fort a proportion of their profits, ranging from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?